Lord tonight. We're so happy to be back together again here this evening. If you weren't here last night, I'm sorry. We want to welcome you all. We're so glad that you're here with us this evening. My, we sure had an icebreaker. There's no ice left. The devil was on the run. Just a real powerful service last night. We just so appreciate our brother Andrew Glover for getting out of the way and allowing the Lord to minister the word. He took a title last night, The Accumulation of Faith. So even the title was positive, but he was hitting on the negative. But the title was positive. So if you had any bags that were still packed, it was time to unpack them, get rid of them. Time to clean out the garage, the attic. One of the things that stuck with me last night was, devil, we're still here. Amen? So, restoration of the sanctuary, all the dark paint was taken off. It was a real dark color, kind of the color of that ring that's up there. And we've got a remnant of from the fire. And I was at first I was a little bothered because the restoration company said they did all they could do and they couldn't get rid of that. And it bothered me a little bit. And then I thought about it. I thought, you know what? Kind of glad that's there. It's a scar, but it's a reminder, devil, we're still here. Amen. He tried his best, but we're still here. Amen, amen. You've done it already, but do it again. Turn around, shake somebody's hand, say, God bless you. I'm glad you're here. Buzzword. If you don't hear it, then you go, okay. Right? And if you hear a good thought, you go, that was a good thought. The way it works is you came expecting. Right? He ascended on high, and then he gave gifts unto men. But the gift is for you. It's for you to pull on. And I believe that God will speak to you. Here last night, there wasn't a shadow of a doubt. Amen. I believe he's going to speak to us tonight. We appreciate every ministering gift that God has sent us. We want to get as much out of it as we can. And we'll send our brother back in a body bag or whatever. But we want to get as much out of it as we can. Amen. So just be in expectation tonight. Don't look at the veil. Pull on the gift. Say, Lord, speak to me. You won't be disappointed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I just So I also wanted to say one more thing in our sister's defense here tonight. So most of you that were here last night didn't know what was going on, but she was literally playing the keys off of the piano. We have a very beautiful, beautiful piano up here, but it was in the fire. And the insurance and restoration company, they assured us, oh, you know, it'll be just fine. Well, the piano was right there. The fire started right here. And I'm thinking, you know, that piano's so finicky. If the temperature changes 10 degrees, it has a spaz, you know. You got to get it retuned. You got to get the humidity just right. Well, it was pretty hot here, pretty humid. And I thought, there ain't no way that piano wasn't affected, right? Well, it proved it last night. You know? So you had to let it play out. But literally, the keys were coming off, so she couldn't hit the sharps and the flats. It sounded like, wow, does she know the song? She did the best she could. We thank the Lord for it. So, brothers came, took it off the platform, and we couldn't get a piano for tonight, but the Lord willing, we'll have one for tomorrow, but it don't matter. This is wonderful. Let's make a joyful noise. Amen. He counts the stars one and all. He knows how much sand is on the shore. He sees each sparrow that falls. He made the mountains and the sea. Tomorrow will bring. I can't tell you what's in store. I don't know a lot of things. I don't have all the answers to the questions of life. But I know in whom I have believed. He knows my name. Every step tomorrow will bring. I can't tell you what's in store. I don't know a lot of things. I don't have all the answers to the questions of life. But I know in whom I have believed. He knows my name. Every step that I take. See the light of day.
Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You can be seated just for a minute or so. I am certainly grateful to be here at Love Divine. Amen. And precious Brother Baker, amen, inviting us to come. We're certainly grateful and him having confidence in us to stand behind this pulpit. We don't take that lightly. We thank God for him and the church here. And amen. We just appreciate you and the service on last night. We were very grateful for. Thank God for Brother Andrew. Amen. Just sharing his heart with us. And amen. I believe the way has been cleared for God to do something. You know, the prophet told us that no minister brings the revival. That's not something that he carries in his Bible. The revival comes by the people. Amen. And the revival starts when trash is washed onto the shore. So last night, I believe some trash start washing up on the shore. So we thank God for our precious brother just yielding himself. And amen. And just good to be here. Some faces I know, some I may not. But I know we all come from God and we're going back to God. And I thank God for that. I saw in the video in the office there, Brother Caleb Duran, pastor here. Amen. God bless you. He's a friend of mine. And amen. I appreciate him. Also, I saw Brother Israel Poe. Amen. God bless you, pastor here and a friend of mine, and I appreciate him. Amen. I thank God for friends. Thank God for friends. I got a chance to talk with Brother Baker, and he reminded me of when we met. I'm like, wow, I'm getting old. But there are things, you know, I guess that happen in life, and people make an impression on you. And I remember years ago coming here, actually to Tucson Tabernacle, and we preached a meeting. Brother Baker was preaching, and I just remember him just, he was preaching and got into a channel and said, y'all got to stop pulling, y'all got to stop pulling. And an anointing was just so mighty, amen, in that place. And I'll never forget, you know, that service, and it was just good to be a part of it. I love church. Love the presence of the Lord. Amen. But we're here just to do what we can. Amen. To encourage the body of Christ. Amen. Here in Tucson. There was a song that was requested that I sing. Title of it is Lead Me to the Rock.
Amen.
That's higher than I. And we will just try to do that for you. Amen. At this time. When my heart is overwhelmed, I'm asking, lead me to the rock. Lead me to the rock that's higher than I. When
solid rock. So when my heart is overwhelmed, I'm asking, lead me to the rock. God, lead me to the rock. It's higher than I.
Thank you, Jesus. No rock like our rock. Amen. Shall we stand and have a word of prayer? Also wanted to just say thank you for the gift basket and the cookies. Amen. The water came in handy. Still coming in handy. So I really appreciate that. Let's just bow in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you. We have the ability to come into your presence. God, our prayer tonight is that you would just move by your spirit in this place. We felt your spirit in the worship, the song leading, the specials, Lord. And God, now as we turn our attention towards the word of God, bring deliverance to those that are bound, set captives free, bring healing to those that may be sick. God, fill with the Holy Ghost and refill with the Holy Ghost. Whatever the need is in this place tonight, we ask that you would meet it by your spirit. Lord, we come with hearts expecting you to move. We feel like the way has been clear, God, for you to do something special in every heart. Lord, don't leave one out tonight is our prayer. We're careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Can the Lord have a hand of praise? Glory to God. Amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles, we want to read just one passage of scripture here from Genesis 21. Also wanted to appreciate being here with Brother Reagan, amen, and Brother Ward, amen. We've preached some meetings together. It's good to be here again with our precious brothers. Amen. Genesis 21 is where I'd like to read from on today, tonight. Just a couple verses here. Just trust that the Lord will just bless, amen, our time together. Here, verse 1 says, "And the Lord visited Sarah, as he had said. And the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken." Amen. What happened here in the scriptures that we move from just promise stage to manifestation. Praise the Lord. Amen. "For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac." Amen. Amen. The Lord had a blessing to the reading of his word. You may be seated. Amen. I want to just minister on a thought tonight, just something that we've been working with back at home. And I was contemplating just kind of changing some things, but the Lord just wouldn't let me get away from this. So I want to be obedient, amen, to our Heavenly Father. And I'd want to just minister on the topic tonight, step into the vision. Amen. Step into the vision. Praise the Lord. Now, we're living in this year, amen, of 2020, and, you know, everybody has some thought about vision, amen, and, you know, and if you did not know, I don't want to be the first to tell you, but 2020 vision does not necessarily mean you have perfect vision. Amen. And what I found in just doing a little research, 2020 vision is something that's just very normal. Most people have that. Amen. So when it comes to spiritual things, we're not just looking for 2020 vision. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. I made a declaration myself that I'm not just trying to be ordinary this year. I want to be extraordinary. Amen. I don't want to just see the usual. I don't want to just go to a meeting and just be usual. But I want to see God do the unusual. Come on, somebody. Says, I'm not trying to be the same as everybody else. I actually want to be different. Amen. I don't want to see just the natural. I want to experience the supernatural. Glory to God. I don't want to be just average, but I want to see above average. Amen. I don't want to just get by. I want to excel in God. Hallelujah. Amen. We don't want to just meet expectations. We want to exceed them. And we don't want it just to be just ordinary, just like everybody else. We want to see God do more than the ordinary. Hallelujah. Amen. I was just, you know, looking at a quote here, and I won't read all of this quote, just a little portion of it. Brother Branham was preaching the sermon, Hear His Voice. I didn't give this to the brothers in the back, but he made a statement here. He was just reading the scripture out of 1 Samuel chapter 3. And verse 1 says, the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious. In those days there was no open vision. Wow. Hallelujah. Wow. Amen. And the prophet says, it just strikes me. He said, let me just read it once again, that verse. He said, and the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days, for there was no open vision. And the prophet defines that, amen, for us. He says, see what a vision is then. It's the direct word of the Lord, and the Lord's word was precious. I like that. Amen. In scripture, we can find where God oftentimes gives somebody a direct word, amen, from the Lord. And as we go deeper into this thought tonight, amen, I want to show you that you also have received a direct word from the Lord. Hallelujah. And that direct word from the Lord is the vision that I'm inviting you to step into. Hey, just don't look at it. Don't, amen. We got to go from just quoting it, amen, to becoming it, to living it, to expressing it. Hallelujah, somebody. All right, glory to God. So let me just, amen, just, you know, when we talk about vision, there are so many different directions that we can go. When you're dealing with young people that are graduating from high school, maybe going to college or maybe even graduating from college, they're thinking about vision. What's the vision for their life, their careers and things of that nature? They're thinking about that. Maybe somebody just setting out, getting married, and they're thinking about the vision for their life. You know, but I want to tell you that no matter how much thing, I mean, whatever we do in the natural for vision, that cannot compare to what God has in store, amen, regarding his vision for us. And so I'm not just encouraging you and not, I thank God for careers and all that. I'm not putting that down, but that's not the ultimate vision that we're talking about. Amen. We got to find out what is God's expectation. Hallelujah. What is God looking for from his people today? That's the vision that we want to try to step into. So let me, I was just thinking on this thought And this quote just kind of came to my spirit. I want to read this from you. Because what is God's vision for his bride? Right. Amen. What is God's vision for his bride? Right. As I thought about that, I went back to, amen, Brother Branham's experience of pick up the pen and write. Right. Oh, glory to God. Amen. This is what he said here in, amen, in the church age book, Pergamene Church Age. He says, one night, as I was seeking the Lord, the Holy Spirit told me to pick up my pen and write. As I grasped the pen to write, his spirit gave me a message for the church. I want to bring it to you. It has to do with the word and the bride. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It has to do with the word and the bride. Right. Hallelujah. He says, here's what I'm trying to say to you. Yeah. Come on. Ah.
Amen. The prophet said, here's what, and actually, let me step back and say this. The angel of the Lord is speaking to the prophet, right. And the angel is actually saying this to us. The angel is saying, here's what I'm trying to say to you. The law of reproduction is that each species brings forth after its own kind, even according to Genesis 1:11. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, and the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after its kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. Look, he says, whatever life was in the seed came forth into a plant and thence into fruit. The very same law applies to the church today. Oh, glory to God. The very same law applies to the church today. Amen, amen. I believe Brother Andrew was talking about abounding. He says going from bud to full bloom. And this is where I believe the bride of Christ has come to today. We're going from bud to full bloom. Amen. We're going from just quoting it as a promise to the manifestation of what God said. It's not what we said, but it's what God said through his prophet. Hallelujah. Now, I'm calling you bride. Brother Branham called you bride, and I'm going to call you bride. But there's a purpose for you as bride. There's a purpose. When a man goes out and tries to find a wife, tries to find a bride, he's already thinking in himself, I want to have this many children someday. I want this many boys and this many girls. Amen. And he realizes that he has to find, amen, a wife in order to bring that to pass. Amen. He's not just going through the motion just to go through the motion. The man has something he's trying to accomplish. And when God chose you as his bride, he had something he was trying to accomplish. Hallelujah. Stay with me tonight. He goes on, he says this now. He says, whatever life was in the seed came forth into a plant and thence into fruit. The very same law applies to the church today. Whatever seed started a church will come forth. Whatever seed started a church will come. That is a promise. It will come forth. Oh, hallelujah. And be like the original seed because it is the same seed. Amen. In these last days, the true bride church, Christ's seed, will come to the headstone. I love this statement. And she will be. I like reading that. This has nothing to do with how you feel. This has nothing to do with the mistakes that you've made. This is a promise from an angel through a prophet directly to you. When God puts you in a church where you can hear promises like this, God is not wasting his time. God has a purpose for you to hear this. God has a purpose when you're reading this. He's trying to quicken something on the inside. Look what it says. She will be the super church, a super race. As she nears him, they and the bride will be so much like him that they will be in his very image. Amen. I say amen to that. This is in order to be united with him. They will be one. They will be the very manifestation of the word of the living God. Denominations cannot produce this. That's why God called us out of our denominational churches. Amen. We've come from all kinds of places. I was Baptist, Pentecostal. I was everything. Amen. But I'm so glad that he saw me as bride even when I was there. They didn't have enough to keep me. They didn't have enough to hold me. I had to come to this. Can I put it this way? I was born for this. Praise God. Born for this. Amen. Stay with me here tonight. Denominations cannot produce this. Wrong seed. They will produce their creeds and their dogmas mixed with the word. This mongrelizing brings forth a hybrid product. Now, you know, At the beginning of that quote, Brother Branham said the law of reproduction. And when you, I just looked at that word reproduction. Reproduction means to have offspring. Amen. To produce again. To copy. To imitate. To multiply. And the seed that was sown, the first, it was Christ's seed that was sown. So we have to imitate. We have to copy. Amen. Christ wants to have some offspring. He's going to produce sons and daughters. Glory to God. Look at what he says here in the next part of this quote. He says, the first son, Adam, was the spoken seed word of God. He was given a bride to reproduce. So that's why you have a purpose. You just can't go claiming the title on bride and not do nothing with it. The bride is here to reproduce. Glory to God. Listen, he says, he was given a bride to reproduce himself. That is why the bride was given to him. To reproduce himself, to produce another son of God, but she failed. She failed by hybridization. She caused him to die. Now I'm going to read just a little bit more, and I want to skip over to another section. It says the second son, Jesus, amen, also a spoken seed word of God, was given a bride like as was Adam, but before he could marry her, she also had fallen. She, like Adam's wife, was put to the test. Whether she would believe the word of God and live or doubt the word and die. She doubted. She left the word. She died. And everybody that doubts, leaves the word, they die. Hallelujah. If you want life, you're going to have to stay with the word. You're going to have to receive the word. You're going to have to agree with the word if you want life. Now, I just want to set it up because this is the vision that we're trying to get the church to step into. Now, I was just reading a little something here, and amen, the prophet made a statement. I'm going to skip down just, let me see something. He was there was a prayer line, and as he was, you know, just praying for this person, I'll read this. It's in this message, show us the Father and it'll satisfy. He says, he can heal. He can heal diabetes. You believe it? Yes, sir. He says, sitting there praying about it, aren't you? That's right, brother. You believe me to be his prophet? He can heal high blood pressure, too. That's right. Amen. You believe that? Sister here with your hand up, what's heart trouble to God? Or arthritis, either one. What's that to God? My question is, anything too hard for the Lord? Nothing too hard for God. Then he says, oh my, I wish you could if you could catch the vision. Amen. Amen. This is the first that you'll really believe. This is it. Now you're believing. Now you got all the doubts moved back. Oh, hallelujah. You got all the doubts moved back. The Christian spirit is overruled the other unbelievers. I have to stop right there. Let me just pause just for a minute. Now, I know we have sisters that enjoy shopping. I know that. Nothing wrong with that, sister. Amen. Amen. I'm not coming against the shopping. But, you know, sisters, when they go shopping, amen, and they look for really, really good deals, they love to come home and tell their husbands how much money they saved. Right? It costs this, but I only paid that. Right? Or you call even girlfriends and you'll tell them that I only paid this. And sometimes you can get there and it's such a good deal, you start calling them so they can come and get a part of it. But have you ever had a situation where you got this product and you walked up to the front, amen, at the counter and you thought it was one price? And you get there to the counter and they ring it up and it's a much higher price than the one that you thought it was. And sisters, most sisters, if they really want it, they won't let that go like that. Amen. They will call for somebody that can make a change on the price. They won't settle with they won't sit there and argue with the cashier. Give me a manager. The reason that they're asking for a manager is because the manager has the key to override the price. Hallelujah. And if you have a situation right now spiritually, Jesus Christ is here.
to override your condition. He's here to override your circumstance. Whatever you need, God's got it tonight. Hallelujah. If you need healing in your body, you can have an override tonight. Just believe. Only believe.
Praise God. He said the Christian spirit is overrode the other unbelievers. Amen. You're all inside now. That's the way the Holy Spirit's supposed to work. That's it. He said, if thou canst believe. We want to have an override tonight. Maybe you come a little defeated in your spirit, but let the Holy Spirit come in and override that spirit of defeat. Amen. That spirit of doubt, that spirit of unbelief. Let the Holy Spirit come in and override that tonight. I was looking at a couple statements, and I'm just going to have to quote this from memory if you don't mind. Listening in the message, Wisdom versus Faith. And many of you all are familiar with this story that I'm going to tell. Brother Branham was telling, amen, the story of Brother Evans. How he come to the meeting. He had his car. And while at the meeting, somebody stole Brother Evans' car. Took off down the street, was gone with everything that he owned was in the car. It was gone. So they were a little concerned, and they came to Brother Branham. They began to say, Brother Branham, you know, what can we do? And the word of God was quickened to the prophet. If you ask, amen, if you abide in me, and my word abides in you, then you can ask what you will, and it'll be done. So Brother Branham said what he did. He got down and he prayed. And after he prayed, he made a statement that says, I sent the word after that car. And what he was saying is that I quoted the scripture, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, then ask what you will and you can have it. He says, I sent that scripture. I sent the word after the car. And he said, the young man that was driving the car used to be a Christian. He says, since he was a Christian, there was something on the inside that the word could attach to. If I can put it this way, for those brothers that might have trucks, this young man had a spiritual tow package. And when the word caught up to the young man, it hitched on to his spirit. Way down in his soul, it hitched on and began to bring condemnation. Oh, glory to God. We have way with young people. We got to send the word after them and watch the word hitch on and bring them back to where they fell from. Send the word after them. I told some saints before, you know, you get young people, they get very bold. And they say, you know, I don't want this Jesus that you got. I don't want this message that you follow, Mama. I don't want anything to do with this, Daddy. They get very bold to tell you those things. And you know, I just realized when God has given you a promise, it says if you're baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He says, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Then it goes further. He say, the promise is unto you and to your children, those that are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. So I tell parents to tell their children, if you didn't want this, you should not have been born in this house. Because we're taking the promise of God and we're going to connect the promise of God to the depth of your soul. And there is nothing you can do to stop God from manifesting his word. Send the word after them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Brother Branham goes on to talk in the sermon about Brother Evans. Because he sent the word and the word brought the car back. They found it. But he said Brother Evans had another trial. It says in this trial, there was a man that Brother Evans was selling cars. And there was a man somehow came and started test driving the car. And he stole Brother Evans' car. He owed him $400 took off with the car. He went to a whole nother city called Bowling Green. Hallelujah. Brother Branham said, now we sent the word after him, but this man was different. This man didn't have something on the inside of him that caused him to love God or used to love God. When he came to church, he came for the wrong motive. This man came to church to check out the sisters. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So he said he had the wrong spirit. So say the word didn't have anything to latch on to when it came to him. He said, but the word watched him wherever he went. The word was just watching him. And all of a sudden, one of the brothers happened to be going through the city of Bowling Green. And they noticed that, hey, Brother Evans, your car is in Bowling Green. It's at this address. The word found where the man lived. The word went back and told Brother Evans where his car was. It was maybe 30 miles from where he was. So Brother Evans waited on God. He waited on God as to, when can I go and get this? So they were taking a trip. Him and Brother Branham were getting ready to come to Florida for some meetings. And Brother Branham told Brother Evans, he went and got in the car. And a vision popped. Brother Branham saw Brother Evans getting his car and getting the money that he was owed for the car. Brother Branham says, Brother Evans, we're going through Bowling Green. And Brother Evans said, Bowling Green? He says, yes, we're going through Bowling Green. And I love the way the prophet put this. He says, because he could not tell Brother Evans what he saw in the vision. Brother Evans had to catch it for himself. And once he caught it, then he had to step into it. And this is what I'm trying to get you to see. You got to catch what God is doing. And once you catch it, step into that. Brother Evans said, 30 miles out the way, we're going to Bowling Green. Okay, all right. And Brother Branham said he was just in his mind saying, Lord, he's got to catch it. Father, please let him catch it. Oh, God, don't let him miss it. I hope he catches it. He just prayed for Brother Evans, but he couldn't tell him what was getting ready to happen. So finally it dawned on Brother Evans. He said, Brother Branham, he said, you said we're going through Bowling Green. Yes. He says, that man that's got my money lives in Bowling Green. Brother Branham said, yes. He says, well, you know, I think I have his address. He said, now, if it were you, what would you do about your money? And the prophet says, if it were me, I would go get my money right now. And Brother Evans had to catch that. It was a vision. Hallelujah. And when he called, he said, let's go to the man's house. Went down there, knocked on the door, and got his $400. He had to catch it and then step into it. And tonight, by the grace of God, I hope the church will catch what God has in store for you as his bride. And then step into that. Let me just read a quote. I gave you a summary, but let me just read a quote because Brother Branham says something that's going to help us as we go down this journey tonight. Glory to God. I want to just start reading here. Amen. At paragraph 350 in the message, Wisdom versus Faith. It says, last Sunday, it was a week ago afternoon. It says, when we got through preaching here, went up there and changed my clothes and got ready to go to Florida. Or down Brother Welch for the meetings that following night. When I got in the car, I seen that man. This was a vision. So I said, Brother Welch, I couldn't tell him now. Says he's got to make this move.
All right.
Himself. Amen. See, just like Mita had to make her decision there. See, he says, we're going through Bowling Green. He said, that's about 30 miles out of the way. Went on down the road. I thought, oh, he'll get it. See, he'll get it. See, he's just got to get it. I feel like that's what the Holy Spirit has been trying to say about us. Oh, they'll get it. They just got to get it. Oh, one day they'll get it. You know, the prophet said when the bride recognizes who she is, then the rapture will go. Oh, they
they got to get it. Look at this. He says, she's just got to get it. Went on down, Sister Evans and I. And after a while, he said, you know, Brother Branham, he said, have I been so thick-headed? Yeah. Ooh. So you said Bowling Green a while ago. Yeah. He said, you know that man that got my money, run off with it? Yes. Said, he's in Bowling Green. I've been thinking about it. I got a thing here. I'm going to turn it over. Find where he's at. Then I'm just going to turn. I said, what would you do? Would you go down there and get your money? Now, see, if I tell him, see, he's got something to do himself. He's got something to do. I couldn't tell him. If I did, it would break the vision right there. See, so I said, why did Jesus stand there, say to Mary and Martha, take ye away the stone? Yeah. Why? He was God. He could have said, stone be no more. Right. And it wouldn't have been there. But she had something to do. Let me just coast right there just for a moment.
Go ahead.
When Jesus goes to the grave of Lazarus, Jesus already knew that Lazarus was going to rise from the dead. Jesus went to the grave by vision. Because he said in his word he did nothing until the Father showed him. So Jesus was going down to the grave of Lazarus by a vision. And when he gets there, amen, to the grave of Lazarus, before he was telling the disciples, say, let's go, Lazarus sleepeth. And said, we're going to go wake him. Say, well, if he's sleeping, just let him keep on sleeping. Maybe we ought to join him in sleep. He said, let me just make it plain. Lazarus is dead. So here Jesus goes down, and I want to just be careful how I say this. You know, here their brother had died. And maybe if somebody has lost a loved one, I don't want to say this in a way that, amen, it hurts your feelings. That's not what I'm trying to do. But I want you to just kind of look at the scripture. When you go back and you look at, amen, John 11, you got Martha and Mary. And they were mourning about their brother. It was quite all right to mourn. There was nothing wrong with that. Right. But Martha recognized something. Jesus is here. And when she recognized Jesus was there, Martha had to shake herself from a particular atmosphere where miracles were not welcome. Martha herself had to come out of that atmosphere. And if you look at the scripture, Martha began to separate herself from her sister and the rest of the mourners. And she went running out to Jesus. Let's pick it up in scripture. Glory to God. Let's look at this in scripture. Amen. John 11, verse 20. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I love this. Amen. We're just going to read just 7 verses there. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, and Mary sat still in the house. If I could just tell you right now, Jesus is here. Jesus is here right now. And in order for you to get something from Jesus, you're going to have to separate yourself from certain atmospheres. You're going to have to separate yourself from certain feelings and emotions. You're going to have to separate yourself so you can get what you need from Jesus. So here she rises up and she runs out to meet Jesus. The next verse. Then said Martha unto Jesus. Oh, I love this. See, the other thing that happens when you separate, now you have to declare your faith. I know how you're feeling right now. I know what you're going through. But now declare your faith. Don't declare your emotion. Don't declare your feelings. Declare your faith. Hallelujah. An accumulation of faith. Declare your faith. Look back and see what God has already done. Look at this. In verse 21 says, then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. She knew that if Jesus was a part of anything, it was going to be the right way. It was going to go the right way. Death could not stand in the presence of Jesus.
My brother wouldn't have died if you would have been here. But look at this. This is the declaration of her faith. And I hope you got this declaration tonight. I know maybe you might feel disappointed. God didn't do this and God didn't do that. And I was believing for this and I didn't get this, but I didn't get that. Oh, but this is a declaration. But I know that even now, that's where your faith needs to be. Even now. No, I didn't get it last year when I was believing for it. But even now. Even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it to thee. Now, that's Martha's faith in Jesus. I believe he has a faith in you. And I believe he can turn those words around and use them on you tonight. But now I know that even now, whatsoever you will ask God, God will give it thee.
Come on, Brother Jack. Come on.
Let's go on in the scripture. Jesus said to her, thy brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. We always trying to put things off into future tense. Oh, come on, somebody. And she believed in the resurrection. She was just missing a part of the revelation. Because the resurrection was standing in front of her. He was the resurrection. And look at what he says. He says, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He himself was bringing it present tense. And I believe tonight the Holy Spirit is trying to bring certain things present tense. When we catch it, we'll step into it. Look at this. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She said to him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went away and called Mary, her sister, secretly saying, the master's come and calleth for thee. Now we go forward. I won't read all of this, but you know, now there was purpose for her going to get Mary. The Bible says that even after they come and they begin to converse with Jesus, the Bible says Jesus wept. He was moved by the emotions there. He had some emotions himself. Jesus wept. And it's okay to have people crying with you. But I want to have a person that can cry and a person that can speak. I want a person that can dry their tears and rise up and make something happen through words that are spoken out of his mouth. Now look at what happened. And I want you to catch this, because Brother Branham said in that quote, it was like Mary and Martha. He says, why didn't Jesus just say, stone be moved? Why didn't he just say that? I mean, why did he tell Mary and Martha, roll the stone away? Why did he say that to them? The reason is because they were a part of the vision. And this was their part in the vision. Nobody else could roll it away. It had to be Mary and Martha. Their friends couldn't roll it away. Their neighbors couldn't roll it away. Jesus himself couldn't roll it away. They had to do it themselves, because that was their part in the vision. Can I tell you something tonight? You got some stuff to roll away. You have to roll away doubt. You have to roll away fear. You have to roll away unbelief. You have to roll away offenses. You have to roll it away. If you want to see a miracle, then roll the stone away. Hallelujah, church. If you want to experience the supernatural, roll the stone away. When they rolled the stone away, then he could speak, Lazarus, come forth. And Brother Branham told us that had he not called Lazarus by name, If he would have just stood there and said, come forth, he said everything that was in the grave would have come out. A man that was gone for 4 days. Can you imagine a Martha's faith? Even now, whatsoever, my brother's been dead for 4 days, but even now, I believe whatever you ask God, he'll give it to you. 4 days, here he comes back. They were a part of the vision. Mary had to leave the house of the mourners to take her place in the vision. Martha had to leave the house of the mourners to take her place in the vision. You're going to have to leave some doubt. You're going to have to leave some unbelief. You have to leave a lot of things in order to take your place in the vision. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Once Brother Evans caught that it was that caught the vision, then he was able to get back what was owed to him. Once we as a church catch the vision, we're going to step into the supernatural blessings of Almighty God. It's the same seed. What you saw in Christ's ministry, it's already happening in the bride. I heard the testimonies last night. And sometimes we need to go back over what God has already done. If he did it before, he will do it again. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Let me go on and finish reading the rest of that quote in Wisdom versus Faith. I'm going to paragraph 339. It says, we're buddies. It's a church. We got something to do. It says, we got something to do ourselves. You got something to do. Here is the gospel. I know it. You just sit here and don't preach it. What good is it going to do? See, you got something to do. You got to make an effort. Amen. You say, well, I believe God can heal, but I just don't know. Stand up and let that word become your word. Hallelujah. Believe it. Don't reason it. Just believe it. That word become your word. He says, well, I know if he didn't go, he was going to lose it. I said, if it was me, I'd go get my money right now. He did. When he got the man out of the bed, he had some money. He just called over the neighbor, got the rest of it paid off. What is it? It's the word. See, if it can find a place, it can turn. Now, same thing on divine healing. Now, what if Brother Welch would have said, well, don't think I'll go down. Just think I'll go the other way. What if that fella say, well, I ain't going to go out there where that car ain't. See, it won't happen, but you've got to believe. You've got to believe it. Then that falls into an atmosphere of faith. You believe it, it falls into an atmosphere of faith. Guess what happens? It's got to produce. It's just got to. Church, I'm under expectation for God to produce. Every seed has got to produce after its own kind. And what we have is Christ's seed sown in us. It's got to produce. It's a law of God. God's law does not change. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, sometimes we go to talking on these things and the church starts looking at all their faults and their failures. And it just, you know, how can God bring me to this place? It's not based on what you have done. It's based on what God has already done. One day we're going to accept that blood sacrifice. You know, the blood wash you. And not only washed you, but the blood itself made you a king and a priest. A king is the highest authority in the land. When a king speaks, nobody else has anything else to say. You got to recognize your position as a king and a priest. The blood made you that. Watch this. Brother Branham makes a statement here in the message. The spoken word is the original seed. Now, I do want to bring in another scripture because we have You know, we looked at Martha and Mary, but there's another Mary in the scripture that we need to talk about. Now, this Mary, something absolutely impossible was brought to her. This Mary was told, you're going to conceive. You are a virgin, and you're going to conceive. Now, church, if there is anything impossible, that is truly impossible. For a virgin to conceive and bear a child, we all know how children are born. What I want you to understand, if you are a Christian, you have to believe in the supernatural. Because the virgin birth was so supernatural. If you believe Jesus was born, you must believe in supernatural. And if you can have faith that simple, why let the devil stop you from having your healing? Why let the devil stop you from having your deliverance? You already believe in the supernatural. Woo! Don't let the devil reason these things from you. God gave it to you at the cross. The same blood that brought your salvation is the same blood that brought your healing. If you can believe that you're saved, why not believe you're healed tonight? Start confessing it out of your mouth. Don't talk any doubt. Just agree with the word of God. Here, Mary is told, and I like reading scripture. Y'all bear, I want to read this. Luke 1:26. Mary is told some things. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. Now, church, you got to understand something here. Mary was a part of a vision. It was spoken in Genesis 3:15, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. It was spoken way back then. We know a woman doesn't carry the seed. So way back then, it was talking about Christ. Mary, God had in his mind, Mary would be that woman. And also in Isaiah 7:14, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. That was a direct word from the Lord. That was a vision. That vision, this word was just circling around the earth. Circling around the earth. There were many virgins born year after year. But God was waiting on one by the name of Mary. Hallelujah. When Mary come on the scene, the word just circling and circling. She went to church and she read those scriptures, and it quickened something in her heart. And the word began to circle and circle till one day the word dropped right down into Mary's heart. Oh, hallelujah. Because there's a promise that the prophet spoke over the bride, and it's been circling and circling, circling and circling, but there has to come a day where that word changes from a promise, drops in somebody's heart, becomes manifestation. That's going to happen when we step into the vision. Now we're seeing the word drop. Now watch it drop right here in the scripture. We see the word it's circling, circling. Now it's dropping. And let's see what happens to Mary. See, when Sarah received a promise, Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son. Sarah was trying to help God out, gave Hagar and did all kind of things trying to help. No, that didn't change God's mind. Sarah, thy wife, will have a son. I don't care how much we've been trying to help God out. That's not going to change God's plan. Sarah, thy wife, will have a son. And here's Sarah, you know, laughing at the promise. How many of us have laughed at God's promise? He says, you know what? I could. Brother Branham told us that he could have took Sarah out.
Right.
But because she was connected to Abraham.
Amen.
Your doubt.
Praise God.
Could have taken you out.
Right.
But you are connected to Jesus Christ. If we all just kind of just did a reality check, went through and just did an inventory. Some of the things we've done, we shouldn't be sitting where we are tonight.
That's right.
But the grace of God has brought us to this place to hear his word. And that word is just circling, trying to find some heart that it could drop down into and then begin to manifest. Watch this in the scripture. The word finally caught up with Mary. Oh, if the word could catch up with us tonight. If you could just catch the vision, you'll see some mighty things. Watch this. Verse 27, the virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Now, this is not just to Mary. This is to you.
Right.
Brother Branham said, as brides, churches, brides, women, right? He said, but there's got to come one that'll manifest both the dynamics and the mechanics.
Amen.
I believe she's here tonight.
Amen.
I believe the one he was talking about is here tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Look at this now. It says, and when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying. And cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God.
Amen.
It says, Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shalt call his name Jesus.
Amen.
Now, before I go further, amen, in this scripture, Mary had this experience. And I'm getting ahead of myself. She went home and she told Joseph about it. Now, I have to ask a question. If you were Joseph, would you have been able to take such news from Mary?
Come on.
Good point.
If you don't have an answer, I got the answer for you. According to scripture, Joseph was not able to take it. The Bible says privately he was going to put her away. I want to tell you what settled Joseph. Joseph had a visitation from an angel himself in a dream. And when Joseph had his personal experience, that settled Joseph. And let me tell you, I know there's a lot of people pulling here and pulling there. But the reason that you're not pulling and the reason I'm not pulling is because God has given us a personal experience. Your personal experience will settle you. Your personal experience will keep you. It was Joseph's personal experience that caused him to take unto him Mary, his wife. Mary, I'm not just going off your testimony. But I got my own testimony. He visited me too. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Let's go on and read this now. It says, He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be? Now there's a little doubt here. She's about to figure, how's this going to work? How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Now you say, me conceive, and I know not a man. How is this going to be? It was a legitimate question. But I want to just share this with you. Church, you may not realize it. As you're sitting here, the word is actually transforming you. Can I put it this way? You don't even feel it.
Amen.
You don't even feel it, but it's transforming you now. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, before Sarah actually had Isaac, she had already gone through some changes. She had already been changed back to a young woman before she actually had Isaac. When she went down into, amen, the land where Abimelech was, he said, I'm looking for a wife. And he chose a 90-year-old woman to be his wife. She had already been changed. The change is a process. Oh, glory to God. Do you realize when we get to the moment of a twinkle of an eye, it's because we've already been going through the process. And you may not realize it, you may not feel it, but the change is taking place even right now. You're being washed by the word of the word, and God is changing you from the inside. It'll manifest itself on the outside. It's happening whether you realize it or not. Your desires are changing. Your thoughts are changing. Your ways are changing. You're not the same person you used to be. Don't stop listening to the devil's lies. There was a time you didn't even want to be in church. But what made you want to get your Bible tonight and come out to the house of God? There's a change that has taken place. Look at this. Verse 35. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Now, she never even heard language like this. This was new preaching. The priest never said nothing about the Holy Ghost. But the angel's giving a new... It's a fresh message from God. And this message is coming to, amen, to fulfill a promise. Can I say it this way? When the Holy Ghost is coming upon you, it's not just to give you a sensation. But the Holy Ghost is trying to make come to pass some promises that God has put out there for you. Woo. Watch this. And now she's still doubting. The angel knew this, detected it, discerned it, and look what the angel does next. And behold, thy cousin, Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. I love the way the angel put emphasis on that. In her, because then Mary can say, Elizabeth, all these years she's been trying to have a baby, and you telling me Elizabeth is pregnant? Now what's going on? Now her faith has been ignited. You say Elizabeth, and say not only pregnant, in her, she is in her 6th month. Amen. This is a 6-month word. Who was called barren? I love that. See, when I don't have children, you can call me barren. But when I give birth, you have to call me mama. Woo! Hallelujah. He took the name away. The name barren was taken away. And I want to tell you, the bride will not be barren. I love this one. This is for you if you're doubting. If you believe this can't happen to you, the angel's saying something to you right now. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. With God. Not you can't do this without God, but with God. Nothing, absolutely nothing will be impossible. Amen. And this is where the change took place. Amen. Mary heard all of this. New language, a message she never heard before. What kind of preaching is this? But rather than have a mind battle and get up and leave church, Mary did something that we're all called to do. Mary says this. Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me. This is not my promise.
You said this. I'm just the one that the word was looking for. It was searching for year after year after year till he could find one. She had legitimate questions, but then she got to a spot where she could yield. Be it unto me according to thy word. As soon as she said that, notice, the angel departed. God just waiting for you to catch this. And when Mary caught it, she stepped into it. When she said, be it unto me according to thy word, that's when she stepped into the vision. Those scriptures that was out there waiting to be fulfilled, that was vision. But now Mary caught the vision and she stepped into it. We got some Marys here tonight. Oh, if you Marys can catch it, step into it. I will be the super church. I will be the super race. That's what God said about me. I'm not looking at what the devil has to say about me. I'm looking at what God is saying about me. If I can encourage you, doubt your doubts. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I want to finish reading this quote in, amen. Oh, I can't skip this one. Spoken words, original seed. Look at what the prophet says here. It says, the womb, Eve received the wrong seed word. Now listen real close. Now we're going to drive this right down if the Lord willing. She received the wrong word. What did it do? It was Satan's lie. Wow. Said she would be wise. Well, she could belong to the big church. She would be well thought of in the city. Why? She'd be like the rest of the people. Sure. That's exactly what Jehovah's Bride believed. That's exactly. Now, this is key. It says, that's exactly what Satan would have tried to say when the word come to Mary. But she shook him away. Remember I told you Martha shook that atmosphere? That's how she saw the miracle. If you want to see a miracle, you're going to have to shake some things away. Shake doubt. Shake unbelief. Even if you ain't never heard nothing like this before, shake that too. Because I'm reading you what the prophet said. Amen. Shake, sometimes we were talking about this earlier. You have to shake some of the things that you were taught early on in the message. You actually have to shake those things off in order to go further. Brother Branham said, don't put a period on anything you believe. Put a comma there. God can reveal more. Shake that atmosphere. When Mary shook him away, watch this. How can this be? Said the Holy Ghost will overshadow you. It's the word of God. Said, be it unto me according to thy word. Now look at that statement. Just her, be it unto me according to the word. The prophet says, that brought the life. No emotion, no feeling, just agreement. With the word. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't have emotion and feeling. I like to shout with the best of them. But sometimes you can miss God. He comes in simplicity. Here, Mary got pregnant by agreeing with the word. Be it unto me according to thy word. That brought the life. There you are. Well, do you know Satan said, they'll all laugh at you. That little rosy cheek girl didn't pay attention to that. Right up in Judea she went, you know, I'm going to have a baby. Before she felt anything. Because the word had already been set there. That was all. She didn't have to go through the prayer line the second time. You know, no, sir. She believed it. She didn't have any sign of life. She never had no sign of pregnancy at all. She never felt nothing. Amen. Says everything had been just like it was, but she went telling everybody, I'm going to have a baby. Why? God said so. What's that? The royal seed of Abraham.
Amen. And if you be in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed. You ought to start testifying. If you see it in the scripture, you ought to start testifying about it. God said so.
And God's word will not fall to the ground and return void. Let me try to finish. Look at this. I'm going to have a baby, Abraham, by that woman. God said so. Well, you told me that. That was 25 years ago. I know, but God said so. So Abraham come to a spot after 25 years of confessing that he was going to have a son. And we read there in Genesis 21 that they finally reached a spot after 25 years that they moved from a promise or a confession to a manifestation. And I thought that was quite special because this is the 25th year celebration. And if I can encourage the church, let's move from just being promises to accepting and rising up and saying, Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. This has nothing to do with me, but this is all you. These are your promises. I've never heard things like this before. I didn't know you wanted to use me like that, but be it unto me according to thy word. You allowed your prophet to say it? God, I believe it. I'm not going to try to figure this out. I'm not going to try to, you know, calculate this. I'm not going to do it. I'm just, be it unto me. You realize when Mary said just those simple words. Brother Bram said that was it right there. That's it. Oh, Brother Jack, you mean we didn't have to. I'm not speaking against prayer meetings. I think we have them at my church all the time. But in this manifestation, no prayer meeting. She wasn't fasting. She wasn't doing anything but just being herself. And she got a visitation from an angel. Caused Christ to be born because one sister, one lady, could yield herself to the word. Can I encourage you, yield yourself to the promised word of God as it is coming to you? Lord, I don't understand all that, but be it unto me according to you. Look, when God had in his mind Mary, he would have stood right there until she came to that spot to say, be it unto me. Because he wasn't looking for anybody else. God's been working with us for year after year after year after year. Our falling away and getting back up and coming back. And he's right here over and over again looking for you to yield. If you, Lord, be it unto me. Just a little bit more in this sermon, the Pergamene church age. I'm going to paragraph 171-4, and I just want to read a little bit more there, and we'll bring it to a close. But I tell you, church, it's just been in my spirit. You know, the vision that God has for us is much greater than what we're doing on our natural jobs. We thank God for that. But when are we going to come into this? This was an angel telling the prophet, pick up your pen and write. The angel was writing about you. The angel had the prophet to write about you. There were scriptures here waiting for Mary. There was a prophecy that the prophet wrote down waiting for you. Amen. 171-4 in Pergamene Church Age, from a little group of the true seed of the word, God will present Christ with a beloved bride. She is a virgin of his word. She is a virgin because she knows no man-made creeds or dogmas. By and through the members of the bride will be fulfilled all that was promised of God to be made manifest in the virgin. This is the angel writing to you. And if I could just be honest, this is not even Brother Branham's words. This is the angel telling this prophet to pick up your pen. He just became the scribe. Mary got a visitation from an angel. You also are getting one. And look at what the angel puts here now. Watch. He says, by and through the members of the bride will be fulfilled all that was promised of God to be made manifest in the virgin. The word of promise came to the Virgin Mary, but that word of promise was he himself to be made manifest. God was made manifest. He himself acted at that time and fulfilled his own word of promise in the Virgin. I love that. This has nothing to do with you. You can't even make it come to pass. But you can be the vessel that God uses. Look at this now. Amen. He says, God was made manifest. He himself acted at the time and fulfilled his own word of promise in the Virgin. It was an angel that had brought her the message. But the angel's message was the word of God. Isaiah 9:6. He fulfilled at that time all that was written of him because she accepted his word to her. And if I can just get the church tonight to accept God's word to you, then you can step into this vision. The members of the virgin bride will love him. They will have his potentials. For he is their head. And our all power belongs to him. They are subject to him as the members of your bodies are subject to our heads. Let's go this last part right here. Two more paragraphs. Notice the harmony of the Father and the Son. Jesus never did anything until it was first shown him by the Father. John 5:19. This harmony is now to exist. We even saw the prophet in harmony with the Spirit. Amen. But that harmony that we saw in the prophet was something that now we're looking for in the bride. This harmony, this is what the angel said. This harmony, amen. This harmony is now to exist between the groom and his bride. He shows her his word of life. She receives it. She never doubts it. Therefore, nothing can harm her. Not even death. Watch this. For if the seed be planted, the water will raise it up again. Here is the secret of this. The word is in the bride as it was in Mary. When did you feel the word come in? When did Mary get pregnant?
Wow. Come on.
When she accepted the word. Somebody can leave here under expectation tonight. Just by saying amen to the word. I told you the change has already begun. Sometimes we're waiting for something to happen. It's already started. And one day you're gonna step into Genesis 21. The Lord visited Sarah. You realize when he came to visit Sarah, let me just drop this. I'm gonna finish right here. When he came to visit Sarah the first time, he had his back turned to the tent. And he picked up her thoughts and said, why is Sarah laughing? And she's, no, I'm not laughing. Yeah, I heard you laugh. I heard it. You laughed. He still fulfilled the word of Sarah. When he came back in Genesis 1, it wasn't God coming in person. It wasn't him coming in person, but the Spirit was coming to vindicate the word. And I want to tell you now, the Spirit is here coming to vindicate what God's prophet laid out years ago. The Spirit, The Spirit came, and the Spirit's coming right now. I said a mouthful. I know I said a mouthful. But be it unto me according to that. If you don't believe me, just go back and read Genesis 21. It said the Lord visited Sarah. But he didn't come in a human body. He did that earlier. He come back this time as spirit. And he brought the word to pass. The spirit is coming now. Not just for an emotion. The spirit is coming in this season to bring the word to pass. If the seed be planted, the water will raise it up again. Here is the secret. It is the word is in the bride. As it was in Mary. The bride has, not gonna get, has the mind of Christ, for she knows what he wants done with the word. She performs the command of the word in his name, for she has, thus saith the Lord. Then the word is quickened. That's the spirit coming to the word. The word is quickened by the spirit, and it comes to pass. Like a seed that is planted and watered, and it comes to full harvest, serving its purpose. Those in the bride do only his will. No one can make them do otherwise.
Amen.
They have, not going to get, they have. Thus saith the Lord, or they keep still. They know that it has to be God in them doing the works, fulfilling his own word. He did not complete all his work while in his earthly ministry. I told y'all, y'all have something to do. This is what the prophet said. Somebody say amen to the prophet. So now, he works in and through. The bride. At the beginning of this quote, the angel said, do you get what I'm trying to tell you? See, an angel came to Mary and she just couldn't understand it. New language. What is this? But before the angel left, Mary come to a conclusion. Be it unto me according to thy word. And that's the conclusion that I'm coming to tonight. God, I've read these quotes many years. I've preached this quote many years, but I'm ready to move to Genesis 21. That was after 25 years of waiting. Then they went to Genesis 21. I thought it was very appropriate. Because we're celebrating 25 years here. Let's move from just promises to it become a manifestation. And who's he going to work through? In and through his bride. Oh, you can't put this off on your brother, your sister. Do you call yourself bride? Well, you must rise up and say it just like Mary said. Be it unto me according to thy word. She knows that, for it was not yet time for him to do certain things that he must now do. But he will now fulfill through the bride that work which he left for this specific time. God, I say amen. Once I catch this vision, I'm going to step into it. I'm going to step into this. I'm going to receive all God got for me. And I'm not going to let no devil rob me of my promise. When God had in his mind Mary, there was no other person could come and take Mary's place. When God had in his mind Sarah, thy wife, nobody else was going to take Sarah's place. When God had in his mind you, nobody can take your place.
Father, this is your word. This is what you've called us to. We sit here, we assemble in meeting after meeting, listening to the word of God. But Father, one day we have to become the word that we're listening to. God, let that be today. The same way that Sarah and Abraham, they moved from just confessing and proclaiming what you were going to do. They got to the point where it became a manifestation. After 25 years, Lord, I'm just seeing a connection there. Love Divine is celebrating 25 years of meetings. And God, the enemy has done everything he could. A couple years ago, this try to destroy this church with a fire. But I will restore, saith the Lord. God, you have restored. You have done some things here, God. But now we thank you for what you've done naturally. But Lord, we want to move to the supernatural. We want to catch spiritually. What are you calling us to? And Lord, you told us to write the vision. Make it plain. And he'll run that. Read of it. So God, let us run with what we have heard. Help us to confess only the word of God. Stop confessing doubt. Let us roll stones away. We'll see a miracle. We're under expectation, God. Pray your blessings, Lord, upon Brother Baker, his wife, his children, Lord, this precious church, the saints here in Tucson. I pray a blessing upon each and every one, God. Other churches that are represented, Father, from far and near, I pray, God, that the people would leave, amen, with this in their spirits. We're going to step into this vision. God, just like Brother Evans, the prophet couldn't tell him everything. He had to catch it. God, we're catching it. By revelation, we're catching it. And God, we're going to become all that you called us to be. Be it unto us according to thy word. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. God bless you. It's certainly been our pleasure to be with you. The Lord richly bless you. Thank you. Been a wonderful audience tonight. We appreciate you and love you with all of our heart. Amen. God bless you. I'll turn over to the song leader at this time.
Let your word be born in the manger.